This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's big merger news comes with lots of zeros, as merger news typically does, but it also comes with a couple of question marks. BAT, that's British American Tobacco, is offering $47 billion American dollars for the roughly 58% stake of Reynolds American it doesn't already own. That would bring together brands like Dunhill and Kent and Lucky Strike on the BAT side, with American mainstays Newport and Camel from Reynolds. The deal, should it happen, is a sign that this, that would be smoking, is a lucrative and attractive business in which to be. So here comes the question mark. Really? From the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has that one.
This is the kind of ad you'll never hear on American TV again.
The first cigarette of the day. Man, how good that tastes.
Heavy restrictions on tobacco advertising in the U.S. have helped drive cigarette consumption down year after year for decades. And yet, you won't see graphic warning labels on cigarette packs, like in Europe and other developed regions, with graphic pictures of rotting teeth, a tracheotomy, gangrene. Regulations like that are blocked in the U.S. by the First Amendment. The upshot, says equity analyst Steve Marascia at Capital Securities, at this point, the U.S. is a very reliable market for tobacco companies.
They're getting a stable operating marketplace for them to conduct sales and try to grow their business and move their prices around to capture profitability.
This merger would leave just two giant tobacco companies in the U.S., giving them a lot of power to raise prices. Here's Joseph Agnese at analysis firm CFRA.
U.S. tobacco companies generate a significant amount of cash flow, which helps support 10% earnings growth per year for these companies.
But it's a declining market in the long run, and raising prices on cigarettes would likely drive consumption down more. Ken Warner, a professor of public health at the University of Michigan, thinks at this point tobacco companies are angling for short-term profit.
Exploit the existing market of addicted adult smokers as much as you can.
And Warner says that means tobacco companies will probably give up on attracting a lot of future smokers. Kids won't buy cigarettes that cost too much. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.